Welcome to the Move Without Limits podcast summer mini-series, Stories We Love. Throughout the year, you learn from the best coaches and clinicians in the field. This summer, it's all about hearing from the experts in life experience. You'll hear from our loved members of the Reload community. They're the stories we love because they're all about people getting back to what they love. Pain, disease, injury, surgery, aging, trauma happen. If you're willing and able to take the opportunity, those twisted, beautiful life happenings could be our best teachers. Today, you will hear from people who are empowered by their journey. People who work hard to learn valuable lessons from rehab and healing and now are stronger and more resilient because of it. If you feel inspired today by a story, please subscribe and leave a review to help our community grow and to show your support. If you think a story you hear today will help instill hope in a family member or one of your loved ones, please share this episode with them. On behalf of the Reload family, thank you. Hey, everyone. So today we have Hey June here, and we also have Joe Lipsky here. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hello. Good to be here.
Welcome. I've been training you for
a year and a half.
Year and a half.
Almost exactly a year and a half,
Yeah.
And his story's pretty crazy, pretty inspiring, so I wanted to give him the platform to share and inspire you guys. So here we are, and Joe was with us from the get-go.
I just help make sure everything gets started, and then you guys take it away. You guys are the stars of the show here.
Hey, June, how'd you find Reload?
It was through my good friend, Ben. He's
our chief operating officer.
Yeah, he said... I was catching up with him one time, and obviously he knew about my injury, and he was trying to get me in. I was with a different physical therapist at the time, and then finally he was like, you know, just come in and try it out. And I was like, okay, fine. Well, you know, it can't hurt. So I just came in and just kind of fell in love, and yeah, that's the end of it.
So if you don't mind, and I know what happened to you is pretty emotional and traumatic. Do you mind letting everyone know what happened? Because I think understanding where you came from and where you are now is just truly incredible.
Yeah. So I got into a car accident. It was a pedestrian to car accident. So I was crossing a street on my bike. It was a hit and run. I had a fractured C67 spine injury, and then I tore my ACL, MCL, PCL, meniscus, and yeah, just about everything on my knee. And I had two surgeries on my ankle for a fractured medial malleolus. Yeah, so long recovery, but I'm able to do what I wanted to do, right? Which was the end goal, right? For us was, I wanted to get back into playing soccer, or I wanted to start running again. And now I'm able to do just that, so. Yeah, thank you guys.
Of course. And, you know, I think it's important to talk about that just because a lot of what we share online, when I talk to my friends about what they think about us, they're like, oh, I can't do what you guys are promoting because I'm not fit yet.
Yeah.
And I can't do those things because I'm not in shape yet. And not that you're not fit or not athletic, but you came from a point where it was hard to do a lot of things, but we still pushed. And you and Mallory still worked together, and you still worked out in a way where you probably didn't necessarily think these are the things that you would do during physical therapy, right? Yeah. Or during training.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the coolest things that you guys have done together is like you started from this point of walking around was really difficult, right? And like just doing daily activities were difficult. And now, I mean, we have to work through this little ankle thing with soccer, but you're back to playing soccer, doing Spartan races.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Yeah. Funny you mentioned that because Ben, when I was telling Ben, no, I don't want to come in yet, was because I felt like I couldn't do a lot of the things that I was seeing you guys do online, right? Like on the website. I was just scared, right? Of like getting hurt again. When I felt like I was ready to move on from my initial physical therapist was like, there was a point of like frustration because the communication was only happening within that setting. Whereas with you guys, I'm always constantly chatting with you guys and like letting me know what's wrong with my body or what I felt great about that day. So, I mean, I'm really glad I made the transition. I mean, that's the biggest difference, right? It's like there was no communication other than being in that 30 minutes, you know, Monday and Friday or something, to being able to always text you guys or call you guys and be like, hey, like, I hurt my back, or, you know, I hurt my ankle. What can I do? Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. And that's been a big part of your journey, too. You had the initial accident, mm-hmm. but then we've had blimps along the way.
Yeah.
Right? We had a back thing. What's going on with your ankle right now? Yeah. A wrist thing go on. Yeah. So what has been your mindset as you've gone through? So do you remember back to when we first started?
So, I mean, it was more like incremental little victories, right? Just starting from being able to walk properly to I don't have as much pain as I did yesterday or a week before, right? So just keeping track of how my body felt each day. And of course, there's setbacks and I get frustrated, but yeah, just keeping track of those little victories. I'm able to do more. I'm able to take, run maybe like half a mile more than I did last week without having pain. So yeah, just those incremental small victories that I keep track of. Yeah.
I think that's huge, right? Because one thing that we tried to inspire in all of our clients, and we talk about this a lot in terms of mentality, is this fixed mentality versus this growth mentality, where the fixed mentality is like, hey, I had this happen, or I have this condition, and I have to now set my limits based on whatever external things are going on, right? Like, I have to modify myself and what I can do based on whatever the demands are in my environment. But this growth mindset that you've started adopting is like, no, I'm not going to accept where I am now. I'm not going to accept that, right? Like, I'm going to grow, and whatever it takes to then do the things I want, I'm going to do those things, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a very much pessimistic person. So it's weird trying to adopt that mindset. But like, I felt like at the time, I felt like I had no choice, but it felt great afterwards actually adopting it. So, I mean, it's been working out for me so far. So no reason to change the course, right?
Yeah. Working out while you're working out.
Yeah, it's really.
What was your activity like even before the accident?
I would say I was a pretty active person. Soccer probably like two or three times a week. Playing basketball with my friends. I wasn't like hitting the gym too hard, but always just finding activities to do, like rock climbing or soccer, basketball. Something with the ball, tennis, ping pong,
anything.
And then just like kind of going out and like dancing a lot, which I sorely missed. And a lot of it was just like social activities, whether it was like team sports or going out.
How long did you have to step away from that once you got into the accident?
So I was in a cast, like in a neck brace for 2 months, and then the ankle cast came off, I think month four. And then just getting back into like activities, I think it took like over a year. A lot had to do with like mental too. Just the prospect of getting injured again, right? And like possibly getting on the table again, right? Going under the knife. You think like athletes, they come back from injury, like an ACL tear, come back in like 10 months. And I'm like, I don't know how they do it. Back then I was like, man, like they're gonna take 10 months off. They gotta take a year off. You know, that's crazy. But now I can see a lot of it is like mental, right? And it's like, it takes a long time to get back into it.
If you don't mind me asking, what are your current mental battles that you're having?
I think it's still the same thing. Every time I kind of like lace up, and like just last week, right, I sprained my ankle, and my initial thinking was, oh my God, like I've broken something again, right? Like that pain rushes in, and it just takes you back to like your darkest place kind of at that moment. But again, I still have you guys to walk me through everything, and just, I sent you guys a picture of my ankle, like taped up ankle. And I give you guys a lot of credit for getting me out of that mentality too. It's like, it's so hard to crawl out from that kind of mental space on your own, right? And just having that support, it means a lot.
I remember when you sent that, I didn't even see the tape originally on your ankle. I was just like, oh, you're playing soccer. Let's go. I got so excited.
It's like the text thread was like, picture of taped up ankle. And I think you sent like the scared emoji or something like that. And Jill, LFG, all caps, exclamation points. I was like, ooh.
My teammate's like, why are you laughing? Like, are you okay?
Well, I was just so happy you were playing soccer. And again, these things happen, but... Yeah, that's music to my ears, because all we want to be is just a support team for you. Yeah. We want to be your guides, just because it's like, again, things are going to happen.
Right.
Like it's a whole concept of like life doesn't get easier, you just get stronger.
Right.
You know, I think that's your story is just the true exemplification of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're back in there. You're jumping today, doing pogos, and you just sprained your ankle.
It hurts, but, you know, you got to do it.
Yeah. I'd love to dive into that. So your relationship with pain is pretty complex. You have a lot of nerve pain.
Yeah.
And now you have this fresh injury. And it's kind of hitting into, well, it's not kind of, it literally is the ankle that you originally hurt.
Yeah.
So can we go into your relationship with pain?
Yeah. I mean, growing up, I was always rolling my ankle. So like ankle pain, I'm pretty used to that. It got to the point where, you know, rolling my ankle, it didn't hurt anymore because I guess my ligaments had stretched so much. And after the accident, the hardest thing to kind of like maintain was like the nerve pain, right? Like you said, it's like my whole foot is on fire. And when I sprain my ankle, you know, that kind of feeling rushed back again. I'm still like kind of dealing with that now. But yeah, I mean, it's always been like a part of my life, and I kind of accepted the fact that like it might never go away, and there isn't really much I can do except to like accept it and just kind of like work around it, right? So I haven't like thought too deep into like how much it's hurting. It's more like, okay, what can I do to distract it? You know, do I wake up from pain sometimes? Yeah, but then, you know, what can I do to kind of like remedy that at that moment? Just kind of move on from it. I think the hardest thing is though, like acceptance. It's like, damn, I'm gonna have to like deal with this pain for the rest of my life. It's just like what can you do? You know, like you can't like chop your foot off, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's like with everything else, it's an ongoing battle. But learning to manage it incrementally again, you know, that's helpful.
Yeah, and that's really strong words, because we struggle with this on our end, Mallory and I, because we don't have that much of a tremendous impact on people's pain, because pain is so complex, and people come in here sometimes with this like fix me mentality, right? Where it's like, hey, I'm in pain, and that means something's wrong and broken and I need to be fixed.
Yeah.
But that's really not how it works, right?
Right.
I mean, it we're not really able to fix anything, right? We can just help guide you and help reframe like what it is that you're going through.
Yeah. I mean, talking to friends, like they can only do so much. But talking to you guys see people coming with pain every day, and you are able to give me some sort of relief, if not physically, just like having there the support again. So it's nice to have friends and then like you guys to like dealing with like different scenarios.
Yeah.
And that really helps.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, pain is so multifactorial. Yeah. So the pain isn't even just in your ankle.
Yeah.
It's in so many pieces of who you are and what you experience day to day. So it's hard to pinpoint to one thing to treat. Yeah. And to help, but this cognitive reframing of what the pain is and how you react to it is huge. And all we have is each other.
Correct.
True.
Diamonds get smooth by bumping into each other and experiencing things with each other and learning from each other.
Pressure makes diamonds.
Pressure makes diamonds. Exactly.
What surprised me the most was when I pulled my hamstring, right? And you're like... You're like, no, we gotta keep working on it. And that's like, to me, that's like backwards thinking. I'm like, no, I should rest. And you're like, just come in. We'll like work around it. We'll work through it. And I'm like, okay, I trust you guys. So, and then you show me things that I could do that I didn't think I'll be able to do, right? While still being able to work around it if I have too much pain. Mm-hmm. That's crazy thinking to me. Even with spraining my ankle, now I don't even question. I don't even say like, I'm not going to come in because I have too much pain. It's like, okay, I'll see you on Thursday. I'll see you on Tuesday. And like, what can we do? You know? Mm-hmm. So it's like a really drastic in mindset. And I tell my friends that now too. It's like they hurt their shoulder or they hurt their wrist. Okay, then look up some stretches. I don't know. Like, don't just rest it. Okay. So yeah, like I'm preaching your philosophy everywhere else now.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Right? Should we just end the conversation right there? I mean, I don't think I could have said it any better.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you're not your ankle. You're Hey June.
Yeah.
You're so much bigger than that.
Yeah.
So even today, like, we did a lot of stuff for your ankle today, but we're like, no, we're pressing, we're squatting today. Yeah. We're still working on the strengths that you have and then still nurturing what we have to nurture, but there's so much more to be done.
I just think it's like, what can you do each day? Mm-hmm. How can you make the most of each day?
Yeah.
That's really all that you can do. You just got to focus on what you can control that day. And it's okay that you're not going to feel amazing every day. It's not what you can do when you feel great. It's what can you do when you don't feel great. Mm-hmm. It's easy to perform well when you feel great, right?
Yeah. I tell you guys, you know, every time when I get a chance, it's like coming to you guys was such a big blessing. And I'm not trying to oversell like Reload or anything, but like it really did help, right? Not just physically, just that shift in mindset. I can't explain it. You know, it's like, I don't think I will be where I'm at today mentally. I could be, you know, the same way physically if I had trained on my own or had other trainers or gone to other physical therapy. But like the mentality is the one that I really want to like stress here. It's I don't know. I can't explain it. I without me knowing it, I had this like shift in mentality, going from like a very pessimistic and like from a dark place to less dark place. But you know, it's weird.
Well, you did explain it, right? Mentality and like mindset are very complex things, and I don't think it's that straightforward. And I think we all struggle with it ourselves day to day. You know, we're all tired. Mallory, you have your own things that you go through. I have my own things, but it's like, it's thinking that like I can still overcome this doesn't define who I am and who we are.
And I think that we are so honest and vulnerable with each other about that is helpful. Like I'm very visual. The image that pops in my head about working here and being here and having this community is that we're on a hike, we're in nature in my visualization, and we're scaling a rock wall, and then we're helping each other. So it's like reaching out a hand, climbing up another level, and we're all just helping each other climb through these obstacles and these tough things to get to the top. And it's like, you wouldn't do that by yourself. With the hands of each other, we can get to the top. And that's my visualization of being here.
When I think about Mallory, it takes me back to when you pulled your back for the first time, and you're just like sitting with a smile, like, I pulled my back. You know, I'm like, what? Like, you know, like people will be like, oh my God, I hurt my back. Like they'll be wincing or grimacing. It's just like, I hurt my back for the first time. And I'm like, how do you do it? Like, how do you say that with a smile on your face?
I think it's just, I think about what all of you guys teach me all the time is that even when you have a hiccup like that, like, okay, this is a moment in time. I am feeling something, like these sensations, but it's so much bigger than this one moment. There's something that's in my workouts themselves or my recovery or what I do in a week, what I do in a month, how I slept. Like I know that it's so much more than just I grabbed the plate a little weird while I'm reaching over something and it happened to get me. It's not that moment. It's a lot of things. So it's a opportunity to sit down and to think through everything and reevaluate a lot of things, which is kind of a blessing at the end. Yeah, it hurt. But I'm going to smile and be like, oh, well, I guess God's making me take a little time out and I'm going to have to sit and think about what I did.
Well, and I think really what it comes down to is there's a lot of messaging out there online and conventional media where it's like, obviously the normal advice when you get hurt is to rest, right? Rest. Yeah. And what that really promotes is like this fragile mentality that it's like, oh, I'm going to break if I keep doing things.
Yeah.
But like the body's so much more adaptable than that. If it was true that picking up a plate wrong throughout your back and that you're done forever, everyone in the NFL would probably fall apart before they make it to the NFL, yeah. Right? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're so much more adaptable and resilient than you may think. And you just have to start layering down evidence by doing certain things time and time again when you might not feel good. And over time, that builds this level of confidence and resilient mindset where you're like, okay, I don't feel great, but I got this.
Yeah, like the belief that you'll get better.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah.
So what's next?
What's next?
Yeah.
Well, so one of the goals that I had set for myself was to run a 5K, right? And it took 2 years for that to happen. So for me, I think it's just continue to see what I can do. I have a lot more friends now where I like start to run half marathons, 10Ks, whatever, and I want to be able to join them. I hate cardio, but the prospect of just, when I ran my 5K, it was like, I'm going to catch that person, right? And I'm going to catch that person, or I'm going to keep up with that person. And I think that aspect was pretty fun. Just, I think it's like a battle. You just make up these battles as you go. So I think I'll continue to do that. We'll see about continue to play soccer. Definitely more like careful about what I do and what I don't do on the field now. But yeah, I mean, other than that, I'll just continue to keep an active and healthy mindset. That's it, really. I mean, you know, we'll see. I'm a pretty spontaneous person too. So when I hit those goals, I'm like, okay, well, we'll see what I can do after.
Amazing. And you can do whatever you decide to do.
Yeah.
And if you change your mind, that's okay.
Yeah, my friends are like, yo, come to a Yosemite half marathon. And I'm like, okay, I'll think about it. You know, it seems doable to me now.
Yeah.
Cool. There's no failing.
Yeah.
Even if you go and it doesn't go very well, or even if you don't finish, it's not like a failure.
Right.
It's more than you probably did before, right. Which is a success.
For sure, definitely. Yeah, yeah. So, but there is also that competitive side of me that, like, you know, I want to be able to finish, or I want to do better than my friends, you know, so.
You could just trip them.
Yeah, we'll see where that goes.
Throw a banana peel. Multiple methods.
Mario Kart.
Yeah. So I have another question for you.
Yeah.
And somebody who is going through something hard right now, maybe they were just in an accident or they are having neuropathic kind of pain going on. What's advice you would give to someone else who walked a similar path as you?
I would say it's definitely not a linear path, right? There are times where you see a lot of progress. You think you're all going to get better, and then it sometimes just comes crashing down. Just like with anything else, it's a bit of a roller coaster. So just endure the ride. When things get low, know that there's probably a lot of support around you. And so lean on the support, like I did with you guys and to my other friends and family, and celebrate those highs. Right, there's a bell outside with when you hit a PR, right? Like you ring that bell,
mm-hmm.
And when we were doing deadlifts, that's what I was looking forward to, right? So celebrate those highs, and yeah, incremental victories here and there. I think that really does help a lot. It got me through it at least. So hopefully that helps some other people listen out there.
It's awesome.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thanks.